The Hawk is on the air, broadcasting 24/7 from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
TC making plans for Nigel. Hey, this is Gunner, and you're listening to Steel City Music. Oh my God, it feels good to be doing a radio show again. Yes, even though it's pre-recorded, and of course we've been doing this for since 2019. Yeah, 2019. It's now 2021. Because we got locked out of the studios because of the stupid COVID pandemic. But we're all working on making things better, aren't we, folks? We're all getting our vaccines. We're all wearing our masks. We're all washing our hands. And we're trying to be as kind and patient with everyone as we can. That's our motto, living in the human race. Oh, man, it really feels good to be doing this show right now. The better part of August, I've been renovating the house and moving offices and stripping wallpaper. There's no need, by the way, to put wallpaper up. I don't know who started it. I'm guessing someone in the late 60s. And it caught on. And there's just no need of it. Don't ever wallpaper again, folks. I've been scraping wallpaper that was put up from the early 70s. And I'm so over it. It's just a disgusting, gooey mess. There, I said it. So that's what I've been doing. I've been like working and renovating and doing all these other things, and I've been having to like put some retro shows up there, and I haven't even been able to do any interviews and touch base with you guys. So this is it. I'm set. I think I'm set. So if you want to do some interviews, you want to have a chat, you want to talk about some of the events that you have coming up or charities or anything like that, or if you're a small business that needs that little extra plug, let me know. Get in contact with me at jamiegunnersmith@gmail.com, or you can send me through the contact through the website steelcitymusic.ca while it's still up, because we are going through changes. Also, Instagram scmgram and Steel City Music on Twitter, and you can also, you can find us on the Facebook, that sort of thing, right? Facebook page, and there's like a Facebook group, so there's lots of ways to get a hold of me. So there you go. Now, while I've been doing all this different stuff around the house, I have the bad habit of falling down the music well. And we've talked about this before, where I like to go on Bandcamp. And then from Bandcamp, it leads me to YouTube. And I'm just listening to music for hours while I'm doing stuff. But I fell down the well once again. And I'm very happy that I did. So in this hour, we're going to feature some music from different stuff that I found on Bandcamp. Okay? Yeah. So let's kick things off with this first group. They're called Pet Symmetry. Now, they're out of Chicago, and I've been a big fan of Chicago. I never had a chance to go there, but I always love what comes out of Chicago in regards to music and like sports teams, that sort of thing. Yes, even though I'm a New York Rangers fan, I do like the Chicago Blackhawks for their work ethic. So there you go. Don't let people who like know about this, by the way, that I have a little soft spot for Chicago. So there you go. New album from Pet Symmetry. They're a three-piece power pop band. They got a new album out called Future Suits. You can find them on psmusic.com. Or I should say, you can follow them on Twitter at psmusic.com. Also, the petsymmetryband.com is their website. And on Instagram, it's Pet Symmetry, okay? So if you want to find out more about them. So I took three tracks off of Suits. They have a video for the one called 2021 A Personal Space Odyssey. You will hear that track. You will also hear Object Objectives. But kick things off, Simply Irresponsible, Pet Symmetry on Steel City Music. Dig it.
Impressions.
love that abrupt ending on that track, because I was actually in tune with that one, because normally when you hear me do the show, whenever I'm pre-recording these shows, I'm doing three or four things at once. I'm like, oh, the song ended, and it freaks me out. But that time, I knew it was coming. I was on game. I was on point. I was in a gunner moment right there on Steel City Music. Hey, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunnar, here, and that was Pet Symmetry, and we heard three tracks from them. You just heard A Personal Space Odyssey 2021, also before that, Object Objectives, and Simply Irresponsible, kicking off that set of music. They are out of Chicago. Check them out. Go to their website. You'll find all the information and all the other fun stuff. Or just Google them up. Pet Symmetry out of Chicago. So there you go. Just cruising down the old power pop vein of falling down the well of music, I was listening to a couple different acts, and I kicked off this hour with Nigel, the track from XTC, just because I haven't heard that in such a long time. I guess I was kind of in this sort of like power pop mode kind of vibe, so I just stuck with it. And whenever I play XTC, I always think of my pal Steve Eggers, who's in the Nines, and how a long career that he's had in music. He lives out of Toronto right now, but he's originally a Hamilton dude and has put out so much music from his Nines project and had like different members all throughout those years. And he's always been consistently a really great songwriter. And I've always appreciated his music. His last album was called Reflections. And it was more of a melancholy, reflective, of course, he called it Reflections, but reflective of a certain time in his life towards people. So I thought, you know, it's a really nice album, but it didn't really fit this set of music that I was putting together. And I don't know if you guys are like that at home. Sometimes you just don't want to like build a train wreck of music. So I thought I would listen to some other stuff. And then I was clicking on Bandcamp and I was going through his stuff. And then I realized that he did a side project called McKeon. And you can find that on the Nines, on Bandcamp under the Nines, Steve Eggers. And he put a picture of himself. He looks like he's all of maybe 14 in all of this. But this album came out in 2019. And it has about 9 tracks on it. But it's McKeon, he says, is a synthesizer project offshoot of the Nines. And I'm like, wow, I kind of missed the boat on that one. I mean, I remember playing it. I remember, but it just never sort of stuck with me. So I thought, you know what? I should get a couple tracks off of that, because I was listening to it. I was like, wow, this is like really cool. Forgot all about this album, you know? So you're going to hear When the Daylight Takes the Obvious Route, Waiting Girl as well, but kicking things off, I Will Prove You Wrong, McKeon, the Steve Eggers project from 2019. Here on Steel City Music. Don't know how we got it wrong. It's all communication. Was never where we go. When to find you at the gate. When someone said you left here. And then I found the note. Said you're leaving now. With somebody new. To a world. love that synthesizer sound. Dig it. Hey, it's Gunner. You're hanging out on Steel City Music. And the next artist up for bids, tell them what they won, Johnny. The next artist is Richard Turgeon. And he's out of San Francisco, California. Quick thing on his bio. He says he's a suburban dad who writes and performs and produces original rock songs. I like the idea that a suburban dad will just make music out of nowhere. There's got to be more to the backstory than that, really. So this is his new EP, and it's also on Cool Cat Records as well. You can find him at richardturgeon.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all those other fun things. If you're a fan of Tom Petty, REM, Beach Boys, that sort of thing, even Julian Hatfield are influences, according to Richard in his music, then you're going to dig some of this, dig this stuff. He actually named Campfire Songs after something Steve Perry from Journey said in an interview about the best songs being the ones you can sing around a campfire with nothing but an acoustic guitar. He wanted to put out a record where all the songs check that box, to the point where he didn't include a few songs. He'd re-record them up and put on a later release. Why am I sputtering talking? It might be all the caffeine. He dedicated this album to his family, and he released it on his son's birthday, and there you go. So all those other fun things. I don't know. Is it dad rock if he calls himself a dad? Is he a Foo Fighter band? No. But listening to the album and going through it, I picked out three tracks. Goodbye to Summer. Promised Land, which is a really, really nice, cool, laid-back song. And, of course, this is a campfire album, so to speak. Also, you also hear the track Line of Sight, the Tahoe song. And kicking things off, you will hear Be Who You Really Want to Be, Richard Turgeon. If you're a fan of REM and those other influences, Tom Petty and that, you're really going to dig this. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
town, you will see that you will come back to me. Not surprised that you're leaving here again. Better days down the road, it's what you say when we're alone. But I don't know if I can follow you back home. I've always wondered who you are. Head in the clouds, eyes on the stars. You ask if I can see. So long, with you gone, different notes but same old song, testing me how much more that I can take. Oh, the part I drift away, wondering if I should stay, asking me if I
reflecting back, you know, maybe I crossed the line there, or do you always kind of feel like you can't go far enough?
You know, I mean, there's there's definitely things I know I've been asked to do that I thought, no, that's too much. But I have to honestly say, I don't think it came from the response of it's too much as it was. I just didn't think it was funny.
Right.
And the times that maybe I did cross the line, I always find out later, because I don't realize I'm doing it in the moment. You know, there was I used to do Harry Carey, the Chicago Cubs announcer,
yeah,
on Saturday Night Live, and which was really fascinating because, you know, it worked obviously for people who had grown up listening to Chicago Cubs games and White Sox games, but it also worked for people who had no idea who he was. So I would have people come up to me and say, oh, I love that mad scientist character you do. I'm like, mad scientist? I don't do a mad scientist character. You're like, yeah, the guy with the glasses and the crazy white hair. Right. Like, I'm like, oh, Harry Carey. He's like, yeah, I don't know, but it's so funny. Anyway, but I was doing the first year of the ESPYs.
Right.
Norm MacDonald was the host. big Radio City Music Hall, and a bunch of the SNL writers are writing the show, and they ask if I'll come and do Harry Carey for the you bring me out in the middle of the show, and I'm just going to be confused and not know where I'm at. You know, I think I'm at the, you know, the Grammys, or and then I systematically go and make fun of athletes.
Right.
Well, they wrote a joke for me commenting, and John Elway's sitting, and they made a comment about John Elway's, because John Elway has a bit of a toothy smile.
Yeah.
And I made a comment as Harry, and apparently I got the feedback that he was very unhappy, that it was just not cool. And from that moment on, apparently in all the SB meetings for 10 years after that, they were like, no more Will Ferrell, Harry Carey moments. We have to make sure we don't have that. So for everyone who thought it was funny, there were a lot of athletes who were offended and upset. But once again, in the heat of battle, I had no idea.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Okay, the next artist up is called I Was a King out of Norway. Yeah. Norway. We're all over the map on this episode, or this hour anyway, of music. The name of the band is I Was a King, and this is their album Twilight Anniversaries. It just came out, I believe, August 2nd, beginning of August. It's a five-track EP that they put up on Bandcamp. They also have another one called Grand Hotel, but I'm going to feature the music off Twilight Anniversaries. The reason why I tell you this is about the other album is because you should check out all their music. They're from Egersund, Norway. You can only find them, I've only found them on Bandcamp, but they also have a link to Facebook to find out more about the band. Five tracks. I featured four to close out this hour. And you're going to hear Scarlet Band, also I Was a King, which is actually a cover they did of Robin Hitchcock as well. And maybe that's why I threw it in. Maybe that's what I, because that was one of the first songs that I heard from them when I was skimming through things. And maybe because I was a little bit familiar with Robin Hitchcock, that kind of led me to listening to the rest of the album. Listening to it, the pop vocals are there, the harmonies, all the fun things that you like about power pop, but also like those little influences, those little things that you hear from Big Star that I always relate back to. I can hear this in their music as well. So this album was actually recorded in the spring and summer of 2011 at the Femmeyer Studio in Clarksboro, New Jersey, by Daniel Smith and Brian McTeer. They did other stuff, was done in the old basement as well, and it was mixed by Jimmy Robertson. And so if you want to find out more fun stuff on this band, check them out on Facebook. I Was King. This is their album, Twilight Anniversaries. You will hear Scarlet Band, I Was a King, Happy, but kicking things off, a really cool song, Fairies. You're hanging out on Steel City Music.
The fairies and starry skies, the mountains, the lack of that reminding you of everything you had. Still missing the pouring rain, but you won't return again later. There is nothing. By the window, waiting.
is on the air, broadcasting 24/7 from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
Magician?